All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. So now it's fall.
Hey, fall.
fall. Now we've had a lot of conversations about fall transition, what to do, where to go, shallow and casting from shore. Today is not one of those podcasts.
Today,
the water temperature is in that 60
or less.
It's 61.
60-ish, like, yeah. Or probably more like the 50s.
Yeah.
That's when we're talking fall. And it's getting darker a lot sooner. And what are we doing? We're going slabbing.
Yeah, slabbing. Time to heavy metal. Roll it out, baby.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that, for guys that slab, I'll be honest, probably 10 years ago, we were not big into slabbing.
Oh, it was the worst. Ever. I'd have rather had you run me over with the boat than go
but
slabbing.
But then we forced ourselves to do it, and we're like, okay, that's not so bad.
I remember being in a tournament, and Brad and I are trolling, and we're watching these dudes sit there and just jack their arm all day long. And it was like, oh, do you imagine?
Oh, I know, yeah. We're like, they're nuts.
And
yeah.
Now we're one of those guys.
Yeah. Like watching trollers go by. Like, yep, keep on trolling.
Yeah. So heavy metals. So we're talking spoons.
Yep.
We're talking jigging wraps. We're talking like cast masters.
Yep.
Blade baits, all those types of things.
Well, I mean, even heavy heavy jig heads with gulp or Maxent, something like that.
Tube jigs.
I mean, it's anything that's going to be of a decent weight that's going to, you know, that you can, and when I mean decent weight, I mean, we're talking, you know, heavy. And we're not talking quarter ounce. We're talking half ounce. Heavy stuff that goes down, and it can be a quick snap up off the bottom and back down. And if you think about it, this time of year, there's a lot of dying bait, and
that's what
it looks like.
What you're representing. That's what you're doing it for.
Yep. So you're getting that bait. You're getting those bait fish that aren't hardy enough to make it through. You're getting those bait fish that are getting a little bit older, and they just start to die because that's what bait fish do. And you know, and that's what you start.
And
to
why
see.
Are we using the heavier? Because we're fishing deeper. So I'm just going to take one of our lakes that's around here. Like the deepest water you're going to find in this lake is probably that 60. Wouldn't you guess?
60?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe 60. More probably 59. Right?
Yeah.
And we are catching.
We're like 59 and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, how much rain we have.
Well, if there's some good swells too, you might swell up and it'll be 60 and a half.
Good point,
but,
Brad. Good
so,
point.
I'm saying.
So always thinking this one.
Hey, don't be fooled by this. Yeah. You know, keep your eye on yourself.
So we're finding these fish, and I know exactly because we've slabbing countless times this time of year together, all three of us in a boat, and then all of us have done it on our own too. And it's funny because if I go out there and then all of a sudden I see Josh come out, and we end up in the same spot in this whole lake because we're fishing 52 feet of water.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
It's a perfect, it comes right off this 37-foot roadbed, drops down to 50, and the fish are stacked. Now, there's times that we do find them on that 37, but they're still deep. They're still deep. So we're working between those.
Well, and stacked is the key word. This is the time of year when the fish are stacked. I mean, you will roll over a pot of fish on the bottom, and you'll think to yourself, holy cow, I just hit the pot of gold. You know, I mean, it is just, they are just one, they look like cordwood, right? One arch after another. And you see, I don't know, sometimes you see 20 or 30 arches on your screen, and you know you're only seeing a quarter of what's probably down there.
Right. I love it when it's kind of a red blob with, like, edges of arches on the sides.
That's not a bush.
So that brings us to a new thing, just a treble hook.
No.
it seems like that. There's, like, how could you not catch
How could them? You miss, right?
Well, it's a perfect storm because they consolidate in the fall. You know, so a lot of the fish group up, and then it just creates that competition.
Right. So. Right. And this is also the time of year when you start to kind of get a little grin because there's always that guy that rolls in there and drops live bait down. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen it. I don't know about you guys, but where you have somebody that will do that And you'll, you know, of course, inevitably you cross paths. How you boys doing? You know, I'm like, ah, we're getting a few here and there. And he's like, I can't seem to catch a damn fish. Well, he's dragging live bait. He's pulling it right through. This is not the time of year.
Because they're not dying. No. They don't look like dying.
Well, and they're just on the bottom, and they're just moving. Mm-hmm. They're going after that quick, that, you know, it's almost like a reaction strike, right? They're coming up and boom, drilling it.
I think it's competitive strike.
And it probably is. I think it does. It is.
I think it's a little bit of all of it. I think that it's not that they're, you know, starving. I think that it's just their, you know, the season's kicking in and their senses are telling them, get opportunistic meal you can.
Yep.
And that's what we're replicating.
Mother Nature's kicking in and it's telling them you need to get fat for the fall and you need to get, you know, hold it through the winter so you can spawn in three to 4 months.
Yeah, those fish down on the dinner plate. Can we call that spot the dinner plate?
I do like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a good name. No one knows where it is.
Well, and you guys have to understand these two. They name every spot. And I'll go into a lake with them. I've never fished before, but these two have been out on it. And they're like, well, let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go here. And all of them have goofy names like, you know, Peach Triangle and Missy's Island. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we came up with those.
But on purpose, so no one
including me, I'm thinking, what?
Yeah, because we can be up in a group when you're fishing tournaments and there'll be 100 guys up there and we're like, no, we are killing them over at Babbitt Mountain.
Yeah, I'm like, where the hell is what?
Babbitt Mountain? Yeah. I know, right? Where Babbitt Mountain? Yeah. And I don't know how we ever named it Babbitt, but anyway.
Yeah.
So finding them deep. Now we went over a few things that we talked about. We talked about the spoons, the jigging wraps. I really like the XPS blade baits, the ones from Bass Pro.
Yes.
Those work really good. As long as you the
half
the,
ounce or bigger.
Yeah, the bigger ones.
Two smaller ones are a waste of time.
And I there's on the top of those XPS, there's three holes.
Yes.
And I always go to the center hole. It seems to work better, better vibration running it out of the center hole. What do you think?
I think it's more balanced to where when you jig it up, it's more of a straight up.
Yeah.
And not, you know, who really knows? How much of a difference does it make?
I think it's first hole and the, you know,
I don't know because I've switched it around, right?
And I always end up first hole about as much as I like the middle.
I never like the back.
No, the back. I've never done the back. I just think it doesn't.
Try the back. It works just as good as the front two.
Whatever.
That's my opinion.
But anyway, so they have mine. How are we tying those up? Are we doing a quick clip? Are you doing a direct tie? What do you guys do?
Quick clip.
Well, that's a great question, right? And I was just thinking that when you were saying it. So the quick clip comes with the blade baits.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So that's a no-brainer.
But you got to take their quick clip off because it's way too big.
I don't mind it.
I hate it.
And sometimes you can't get that. You know how the quick clip's got a little like check mark? It looks like on the end, like it bends up.
Oh yeah.
It's tough getting it out of that.
I like the neck size smaller on there is what I put on there.
Well, I like so. Quick clip on the blade bait, that's a given, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it comes with its way it's designed. On your glide baits or your spoons, do you go quick clip or not? Drag tie or quick clip?
So for like the jigging wraps?
Jigging wraps. Or a moonshine, shiver.
I would say probably 90% of the time I'm doing a direct tie. And the only time I do a quick clip is kind of at the beginning too, like if I'm not sure which one I'm going to be using.
Yeah.
But I do like the direct tie a little better on those.
I like it better, but I've usually been fishing a clip.
You know, it's funny because I've done both. I've purposely tried it, right? Like I'll do one rod direct tie, one rod quick clip. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have this gigantic quick clip on there, I usually like the quick clip just because it's quicker for me to roll through different colors.
Yep.
But so I understand.
I don't see much of a difference, to be honest. I mean, I've seen guys who say you have to direct tie.
I think that's why I do it, because there's so much literature. You hear so many people that I feel like I need to. But I've done plenty of quick clips and had six.
I think the shivers direct tie is probably a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But on the jigging wraps, especially if you're going vertical, I really don't see any difference.
Well, when we were out a couple weeks ago, we found some. They weren't super deep. They're probably in that 25-foot range. And me and Josh were using jigging wraps. And I was using the Northland Puppet Man.
Yeah.
And I quick clipped those, and I was doing.
You were hammering them.
Yeah,
you got more on those than I did on the shivers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, by far. Oh yeah. Yeah, they were definitely. They really liked that puppet.
Yeah, and they liked it vertical. They didn't like it cast.
You wonder. You know, we just had our desensitization podcast. You know, you wonder are they seeing a lot of, you know, shivers even with all the popularity of it?
I think they're seeing more. I think people are you know, well, people are intimidated by
them. I think that's it, because they're not the easiest bait to fish. Think that for guys that have it, that will go out and use it for a time or two and get used to it, I think that it's a hell of a bait. And once you figure it out,
yes,
you're good.
But you have to figure it out.
I remember the first time we used it was down in Pueblo, and me and Mitch, we had no idea what we were doing. We were dragging them at 0.4, right? Because we said drag them at 0.4 and popping them. And we were seriously dragging them and getting hung up on everything. We were not doing it right.
Right.
So it was super frustrating. And at $5, $6, $7 a pop, after about our first $50 in about 20 minutes, we're like, this is the stupidest thing.
Yeah, but, these things suck.
Yeah, this thing's terrible.
And then we caught one, and we're like, okay, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah.
And then we started figuring it out. Now, I mean, gosh, we'll go out, and do you even barely ever lose them now? Mm-mm. You know, so it's just one of those things. There's a learning curve to jigging wraps.
Everything, yeah. And that's, it's just another one of those baits that is fairly new. And, I mean, it's a great weapon. It's a great weapon to have in your arsenal. It's a great tool to have in your toolbox, whatever you want to use, whatever analogy. But it's, you have to use it, and you have to force yourself to do it. If you don't force yourself to do it, you're never, ever going to get the confidence and feel comfortable to do it.
And that's like one of our podcast confidence. That's it. You're 100% right.
You know what's funny about that is, you know, when I first started fishing them, I wasn't that confident. I mean, sure, ice fishing, you know, jigging wraps and stuff, you know, I can see the action. I love it, right? But then to apply it in open water fishing, you know, and everybody's talking about it and they're catching them and this and that. But you sit there, and you know, how long do you sit there and work, you know, these beautiful marks on the sonar before you're like, okay, this doesn't work.
Right.
You know, and here's what happens. I'm telling myself in my head, this doesn't work. This is stupid. We shouldn't go do this. We should go do that. Well, and then all of a sudden, when you least expect it, isn't that when you always get that bite? Mm-hmm. When you least expect it? Bam. Oh, well, hey, look at that. Hey, I got one.
Right.
I like this thing.
This thing is awesome.
Isn't it funny how our mental attitudes can change?
I don't
so
know
quickly.
If you've ever fished a puppet minnow. Do you even have any?
No,
because they're super new, though. I mean, they're only a year old, I think. I think they were last year at ICAST is when they came out.
I think you're right. I bought, I don't know, a dozen of them or so, and they look like a jigging wrap. They got the same fin on the back, but no,
you don't think?
No, I put it right next to my jigger. Maybe, but I didn't notice it when I had them right next to each other. Mm-hmm. But they're not rounded on the top; they're kind of triangly on the top. Mm-hmm. So how does that make it drop different? The desensitization thing is it reflecting different? I don't know, but they were working pretty darn good I've been using them. And I mean, we haven't been on the water for you to try.
So when you guys were fishing those, you had a jigging wrap, you said, Josh?
Yeah, well, I was doing a bunch of different stuff, but I was doing mostly shiver, and I was casting. We sat on top of a hump, and he was fishing the hump, and I was fishing all around, because it was in a spot where there were several humps,
mm-hmm.
and I was casting all the different ones, and he was sitting on top of the where we marked fish.
Huh. Well, and I was using the jigging wraps.
He was 2-1 in me at least.
Well, I was using the jigging wraps at first for about the first 15 minutes, and I didn't have any, and I was like, golly.
Then you switch.
So I switched to the puppet minnow, and boy.
Yeah. Well, and where I was going with that, was it color? Was that the difference? You know, how much different action be?
They were both the silver and black that I was using at that time.
I think it was vertical, to be honest with you. I think it was as much the vertical presentation as it was. I caught... it was about, well, you know, I think if you got 10, I probably had 5 or 4 on the shiver. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I started to do the drop shot. Mm-hmm. And I started to pick up the fish doing drop shot because it was that vertical presentation. And we were only in 8 to 10 feet of water at the top of that hump. And I actually thought it was a little too shallow, but
to have the boat right on top.
Am telling you, a boat length farther. There was a lot of times I was fishing that 15, 20
anyway,
foot water.
I was just working that
break up and down. I don't remember really catching any right on top. It was when it was transitioning down that break.
Well, I was right on top with the drop shot because that's where I had the spot lock. So I know that because I had dropped it down and it hit bottom quick. So it was like, oh, yeah, I'm not very sure.
Yeah, but we were right on the edge of that break because I would go to I was at the back of the boat and I was a lot deeper than you were sitting up in front. But anyway, so the other thing we're talking about are spoons. You know, you hit it on the head that you have a lot of these spoons out there, but we go big spoons. Don't be afraid. They just look like a hunk of lead. They're like a teardrop.
Yeah.
Solo hook on the bottom. Some of them have treble. Mm-hmm. Some of them are solo hooks. It's kind of what you have in your area. But don't be afraid to jig those, too, in the same spot that you're going to be doing those jigging wraps, those puppet minnows or the shivers or whatever.
I will tell you that most days I will, this time of year, so we're straight up fall fishing slabbing. Most times I will start with a spoon and then switch to a glide bait if it's not going. Two reasons. One is they just wreck the spoon. I mean, when they go after it, they just wreck it. I mean, it is one of the best bites I think there is, you know, for fishing, walleye bass.
And I don't know what it is with those jigging wraps is that they like extra sharp hooks, because every hook, trying to get the fish unhooked, you're gonna hook yourself. You gotta be careful.
No kidding, right?
I know. Yeah,
but I will always go. I usually almost always go jigging spoon first, and then I will.
So you're talking like a cast master.
No, I'm talking bigger. I would do a cast master. And I have done cast master. I like the Bass Pro Strata spoon. I think that's a
great is a good one. Spoon.
I like the what do you call them? They're flea something. They're kind of narrower, and they have more of a flutter to them. You know what I'm talking about?
Swedish Pimple?
No, not Swedish
Pimple. No, but it's got a skinny profile.
It's skinny profile, but it's longer.
Crocodile?
And
Crocodile.
They use them at McConaughey a bunch. But anyways, something like that. Something that's a little bit longer, a little bit bigger profile. They'll put usually an eye up towards the top on either side.
I can't think of the name of them.
But you know what I'm...
I know exactly.
Yeah, and, I just saw this new bait. I don't know how long it's been around, but what's that? Dang it, can't think of the brand.
We can't think of any brand.
I know, right? It's Sunday night.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll tell them about Poncho Outdoors real quick while you're thinking about the brand. How's that sound?
Deal. All right. That's perfect.
Poncho Outdoors.
PonchoOutdoors.com. So they've been actually a really good sponsor for us. You know what I mean? And they have actually sent us some shirts. We've worn them. Great product. I am telling you, they got that UPF protection for sun. They come in all kinds of different sizes. Slim fit, which none of us can use.
No, nope, but I've never even seen one.
No, I haven't. But on their website, they do have a slim fit. So they have like an eyeglass. That's pretty cool. The eyeglass cleaner. They got magnetic pockets. And they're sharp. I mean, they're a nice...
Well, and they're a nice looking shirt at the right price. They're coming out with new styles every week. And if you use the promo code, All Eyes on Fish.
No, All Eyes Fishing.
Oh, All Eyes Fishing. That's right. All Eyes Fishing, you get a free hat.
Yep, free hat with it. And here's the thing, what's cool about it, they got 100% money back guarantee. So give them a
shot. You can't go wrong.
You can't.
Yep. PonchoOutdoors.com.
That's right. So tell us, did you remember?
Okay, I remember.
I see.
That was perfect.
Yeah, but don't put them off. You might forget.
Yeah.
He is the oldest one. Yeah.
No, live target.
Live target.
Yeah. No, but it's crazy. It's like a bent little minnow shaped, like a smelt, encased in plastic.
Yes.
Like almost like wide like a Band-Aid almost.
Yeah.
But it's got those ribbles in it. Like, it's got to just go crazy through the water. But
yeah, but it's like a $20.
Wow. Yeah, it's a $20 try.
I wasn't saying that I was going to go buy one, and I wasn't saying that they work. I
want to hear. I want to hear some of the listeners.
You know why he's saying that? Because if his wife listens, it's like, hey, I'm not. I didn't say I was buying that. I'm just saying it looks cool in the package.
So if anybody's using those, though, send us an email at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'd love to know, because it looked cool.
It does.
You know, it makes me wonder.
But that's the thing is, really, with these spoons, you know, you're going for some quick flash. You're going with the flutter. They're heavy. You're not getting a ton of action out of them. It's not a crankbait. Try different ones. And usually most of them are not very expensive. You know, they're a few bucks here and there. I try different ones all the time. I mean, it's all, and it's funny because you'll have a spoon box, and that'll be the heaviest box in your boat, right? Like, don't drop it in your boat because it might go all the way through the floor. That's how heavy it gets. But
break your foot.
Yeah, I mean, but it's you know, it really is a fun. I think it's one of my funner boxes because I have caught something on almost every one of them. So it just depends where I'm at. I go to local bait shops are a great place to find because a lot of them pour their own.
I like that's what's cool
and
about.
You walk
it.
In, you're like. This one looks pretty cool. Let's try this one. I mean, and I've caught fish on lots of them, especially, you know, of course, at the lake they're closest to.
Yeah.
So that in spoons really can be a lake-specific bait. You know what I mean? I mean, like, it's the reason that bait store has 300 of those.
All in
like
pink.
Six jigging wraps is because that's what they bite on at that lake. Mm-hmm. And it's really particular with spoons, you know.
Jigging wraps, not so much.
Now, crankbaits are a different story. Like, they'll have certain crankbaits or, you know, some that they catch them on there or don't, you know, of course. But, I mean, spoons, they're, you know, it'll be that spoon.
Well, Ute Reservoir, Ute Lake down in New Mexico, Brad and I were down there, and I even brought this up a couple podcasts ago. Oh, yeah, they were all the same shape, size, color, right. White.
They're all white.
The whole shelf was full of them.
Yep.
I was like, yeah, let's get some of these.
Well, and I looked at it, I go, why is the whole shelf full? No one wants those. Some guy poured a bunch of extras. No, but we bought some, we did catch some.
Yeah.
But at first, you know, part of me's like, why do they have so many?
Yeah, these must be junk. Yeah. This is guy's own design, and he wants to get rid of them. You know? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I think, too. Let's talk about color real quick. Fall color is one of those things where, I have better luck with very natural looking stuff. Mm-hmm. The silver and black, the white, maybe some blue on it, something like that. The crazier colors, I don't have as much luck on.
You know, I'm a big Fire Tiger fan when you're talking crankbaits. We've talked about our top, but not in the jigging wraps. No, I mean, I've tried them.
The perch color.
The perch, but that's different.
Really,
yeah, but that's completely different. Fire Tiger.
Well, and then there's the two different types, too. On some of these, you have that metallic finish, right? Mm-hmm. And that metallic perch, you catch a lot of fish on.
Totally.
And then, but the some of them are that kind of flatter.
If you could only have one color, though, what would it be?
Silver.
Silver and black.
Yeah, by far.
Poo. Silver and black with that orange belly is... I don't even need the orange belly, but it's
the orange belly's a definite bonus. So it is. I love that orange belly.
So tell me this. I like white. You know, I've had the most luck with white.
And well, you don't get out as much.
Is it just that I fish with white more, you know, so I catch more fish? Because a lot of times when we've
done this together, what it is, because you're fishing out of my tackle box and I give you the white.
Yeah, right. I don't want to use it. I don't want
this one. Well, baits are great, but free baits are free baits are always my favorite. Brad never uses these white ones. He won't even see them.
You won't even notice I've lost 12. Missing.
So tell me this. What is the deal? Because I got a question for you guys, because I don't know the answer to this. And if you don't know, maybe one of our listeners does. But some of the, like, jigging wraps, they have the bead in the middle of the... Is it just an attractant?
The treble hook on the bottom. Yes. I have no idea. It's got to be some sort of attractant. I have never seen it work better or worse.
I haven't either, but I don't know
what it is. Well, if you want... It's an attractant.
Is it? Well, Shields, it seems to be because Shields has their own special colors, right?
And they have all the
balls. And they have those ones with the balls on them. I haven't seen them anywhere else but Shields, to be honest with you. So I don't know, and I don't go there a lot, but when I do, those are the ones I have.
And I use them. I got a pile of them.
I have a few of them, too, and I don't notice the difference. I like the chartreuse back jigging wraps. I also like a little bit of chartreuse or a solid chartreuse spoon.
Mm-hmm.
That one seems to be good. Some with glitter. Some
how about
without.
With scent? Do you scent them? No. Do you guys scent your,
I don't scent
your slabs?
Have not. I've tried with slabs.
I have too.
You know what? I know.
I've done slabs with like a minnow head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking scent, like a spray scent or...
Yeah, that smelly jelly. I've used smelly jelly. Before, I don't know. When it comes to this, and really the reason I've never even thought of it for like jigging wraps and
metal,
I've only tried
it's not gonna stay on.
Well, it stays on, dude, because we put some of that smelly jelly on a couple of our jigging wraps, and it's still on, and that
it's
was still 3 or 4 years
it's
ago.
It's still on. Yeah.
You can't.
First off, let's make a pact. We don't say smelly jelly ever again on our podcast.
Dude, I tell you what, though, if we would have hammered on them, you'd have been like, smelly jelly's the best.
Yeah. I'm like, smelly jelly.
I'm telling you, can't get that stuff off.
High school girlfriend or something. I don't want any of that.
Now, the reason that I don't think it's a big deal is because this is a reaction strike.
I think
they're not sitting around, you know, smelling it before they make a decision. They're like, okay, and now's the time.
Yeah, that's it. And they're on it. Yeah, I mean, it's not my thing, but, you know, it may be great.
No, I just wanted to pose a question because I know we'll have that email to us. We will have that multiple times.
Let's do a little test here the next time. One of us can use scent, another one not.
I'm not going to use scent.
Scent is a much better word, thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
that was a brand.
It's a brand.
Oh, it is? Oh, I didn't know it was a brand. Yeah. See, I don't know anything about that stuff. All right, so real quick here.
Smelly how about jelly. Bang?
Bang!
Hey.
Tell us a bang story, man.
I've got one quick bang story. Right. So bang, another scent attractant. And you can find it at Walmart.
I bet you can. So there's all kinds of bang at Walmart.
Crawfish flavored. And this was years ago in Wilmer. and
Minnesota.
In a lake. Yep. And I was with Chris and his dad. And his dad is a master walleye angler. And sure enough, we were jigging fatheads in 50 feet of water in these waves that in this 16-foot boat we should never have been in. Right. But no problem. You know, it's end of October. We just got done deer hunting. Now we're going to move into some walleye fishing. And I tell you what.
It's funny how up north, though, how we, when I lived up there too, we always used live bait.
Yeah, always.
Well, they didn't have jigging wraps then.
But. Well, and I'm curious to see back home what the guys are doing in the later fall because, yeah, why monkey around with the bait when those you can get so many reaction strikes? But back to the bang, I'm telling you, if you sprayed your bait with bang, drop her down, bang. Yeah. If you didn't, nope.
So there's something to it.
It's just those easy Minnesota walleyes.
Yeah. Well, they like the band.
I tell you what, he came back with like 9 cans, and we were spraying bang on everything
for a few years. You know, when
I was wearing his deodorant.
It's like, okay, I'm breaking out the bang.
I'm breaking out the bang.
We need to fill this box.
Well, real quick before we end this, leader or no leader for you guys for everything for let's say spoons, leader or no leader?
I don't use a leader.
Okay, Mitch.
I sometimes do, but most of the time no.
Okay, and then jigging wraps, leader or no leader? Ooh, that was some silence.
There is.
I've been tying direct.
I do too. I'm just reflecting back.
I do leader on both, just for the fact of I find that it doesn't hook up as much.
Well, that's the difference. If I do a leader, it's like a 14 pound fluorocarbon, a little bit heavier than even my main line because it seems to not wrap up. But to be honest with you, I'm usually so quick to just want to get down there because the fish are just stacked. I'm like, just direct tie, go.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but, I do 10-pound, 100% fluorocarbon trilene. I do 10-pound. I do about a foot and a half, 2 foot maybe, and
it doesn't it doesn't keep it from spinning up so much.
That's right. That's right. So I definitely think that that's one of the better ways to go. So
yeah.
So
guys, you got to get out this fall.
Yeah,
get after them.
Yeah, get after them. This is the first podcast of several that we'll do on the fall bite because the fall bite transitions fast. I mean, it really does. It moves quick. I mean, you start to go and you catch them a bunch of different ways. So I think it's real important that you get started now. I know up north, it's ahead of schedule. And then I know, kind of where we are, it's just now starting to get heavy. So this is what we need to do is get out there and start doing it all the way. I mean, heck, even till the ice starts forming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go until they close the lake or the ice is on the water. All right, so all of us from All Eyes on Fishing, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to the next one. Send us any questions that you have to alleyesonfishing@gmail.com.
Thanks.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next time where we discuss all of your favorite fishing topics. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our videos on YouTube. Or read our blog at alleyesonfishing.com. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.